رحمه ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون انما يتذكر اولو الالباب صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a typical human being, especially that person who has not brought iman in Allah, or that person who had not been frequently worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, or his habit, is that when any difficulty afflicts him, then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns his heart fully attentive towards Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon him one ni'mat, and then he forgets the dua, and he forgets what he called and what he made dua for from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And immediately after that, that person begins to make kufr, and he leads other people astray. So here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that as one group of people, and then in direct contrast to them is another group of people. And here actually, when we look at this and we measure ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gives us a choice of which group of people would we like to be in. That group that has a difficulty or two makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala grants us, and then we forget Allah. And then we begin to become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In contrast to that, the second group, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Several qualities have been used here to describe the next group. Is that person who is qanit, that person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ana al-layl, in the hours of the night. Now here the word obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in his most literal sense. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. قُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ means to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full attention, full obedience, trying to be motionless and making Allah's ibadat, standing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in namaz. Secondly, sajidan, going down in sajda, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqa'iman, and standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is the physical position of that person, the physical indulgence of that person, occupation of the person performing salat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next quality, the quality of the heart, يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ, that the heart is in such a conflicting state, that on the one hand, the heart is afraid of the day of Qiyamah, the heart is very apprehensive of the day of Qiyamah, that what would be my condition when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would be my hisab and kitab like, what are my deeds in this world that I can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have I been fair to others, have I been just to others, have I been unfair to others, have I been able to fulfill the commandments of Allah. So these are the questions that come into the mind of a person. How would I fare on the day of Qiyamah? So if we fare over here, then inshallah we will fare well over there. But otherwise, Allah says, وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي, and at the same time he has hope of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no doubt in the fact that a man can stand in salat, or a woman can stand in namaz the whole night and the whole day, but would we fulfill the haqq of Allah Rabbul Izzat? So for that, we have hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran. And really, if you are unable to stand at night making Allah's ibadat, make Allah's ibadat during the day, but try and bring these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring these qualities in, that on the one hand, we are overwhelmed with akhirat, we are concerned about the day of Qiyamah, and secondly, we have hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the question of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those people who know and those people who do not know, are they equivalent, are they the same, are they equal? It is obvious that a person that has knowledge will always be superior to a person that does not have knowledge. And here the very basic knowledge is also being referred to. Knowledge with regards to akhirat, awareness of the day of qiyamah, awareness of hisab and kitab, that knowledge all of us have, that knowledge that we are going to leave this world, the knowledge of the shortness of this life, that knowledge we all have. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the very basic, and then obviously the other knowledge of deen, the sciences of deen, etc., all that will come thereafter. But the very, very basic knowledge we all have with regards to qiyamah, with regards to akhirat, with regard to maut, the shortness of this life. And if a person has that knowledge, and the person has that yaqeen and that awareness, then obviously he will be by far more superior to the person that is unaware of these aspects of life that are very important. Innama yatadhakkaru ulul albab. Allah says only that person who possesses wisdom, only that person who possesses some form of understanding will be able to take heed of these messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn a contrast between two groups of people, and we can decide in which group do we fit, that we have difficulties, we make dua to Allah, we make khatam upon khatam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resolves those issues for us, and then we forget Allah, or is it that we stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, making qiyamah our goal to be successful over there, and hoping for the rahmah of Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.